Claw. Well,
you can go get your claw, but welcome to Outfield Talk, ladies and gents. Corona edition. Everyone's locked down. Can't find toilet paper to wipe my ass. Went out to find some bottled waters today. It's getting hectic out there. It's a lot worse for your end. As always, I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Mac Miller. Let's talk Corona for a little bit, because this shit's getting on my goddamn nerves.
Well, hello. Good evening. Happy March 16th. It's actually my dad's birthday today.
Ooh, what up?
But, yeah, it's getting wild. Pretty bad here in Southern California. Bad as in, like, the hysteria.
Yeah, you got enough toilet paper at the house?
I mean, I think so. I came home because my school district in San Diego got shut down, so I might as well have came to Hemet. So I came to Hemet, and the Hemet schools are closed too, so my brother's home, and just hectic.
Everything's closed. My baseball season just got canceled, I'm pretty sure.
For the whole year?
Well, yeah, they're pushing it back to April, but these kids get out of school middle of June, so there's no fucking point. Just tell us that the season's canceled.
It's getting canceled.
Yeah. All the schools are canceled out here now. My hours at work just got cut again.
Oh.
Like, yeah, it's pretty bad. Like, we can't get the hours that we're supposed to get week by week now. I don't even know what the hell we're going to do about the part-timers that work for us. I mean,
your store's closed.
No. And that's the other thing. Like, the date that I went on recently, we went to a restaurant. We were the only ones eating. And, like, everything was doused in, like, Clorox wipes. Like, the menus were just soaked. And, like I said, no one was in there besides, you know, the local drunks sitting at the bar. Mm-hmm. So it was different because, like, we went to a very popular place.
Did you go to Chili's?
Yes. No. We went to a local brewery. Smartass. But yeah, it was just like the local drunks in town and then us. But I'm really surprised that my store hasn't shut down yet.
I'm pretty sure they're going to put us on national lockdown. Probably within the next 48 hours, everything's going to be closed.
I mean, which sucks because, you know, your boy's got bills to pay.
We do. It's weird time.
Yeah, but it's with all this going on though, like it's been super busy at my job and I can't understand why. But I guess my pastor kind of explained it at church. He's just like, all these kids are out of school, the parents just, you know, the ski resorts are still open and all that. Now it's just a fucking vacation, it's a free for all. So, yeah, fuck it. Let's pack the kids up, go on a little vacay to Conway and do some shopping. And
They're part of the problem then, because by all these people not social distancing, quote unquote, they're going to make it to where it's like going to be government mandated shutdowns. Like, if they would just listen and like everybody just chill out for a couple weeks, then we wouldn't have to get these national shutdowns. But if no one listens, then they're gonna have to force it.
I mean, I'm a little guilty of it too. Like, I mean, I'm one of those people where, fuck it. But I still understand. Like, you shouldn't go like out and about unless you have to go out.
Yeah, that's what. At least for right now, for a couple weeks, like it's the least you can do.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what it's like in California right now. I've been texting everybody. I've been texting, you know, Augie down in Mexico, freaking Taylor in California, you, all my people in North Dakota. North Dakota's out of toilet paper, and I can't understand why. I mean,
I think I think California is bad, but I really don't think it's like that much worse than any other places. Like, I think it's just mass hysteria everywhere right now.
I mean, yeah.
And as far as the stores go, like, stores are empty here. They're empty in San Diego. They're empty in Hemet.
I mean, yeah. Actually, no, that's not the case. That's not the case out here, really. Because I went to go grocery shopping this morning. Because, like I said, we need bottled water. Grocery store is packed, but like half the people in there had face masks on and everything. And it's like that kind of shit that makes you like leery of walking around and all that. So you're kind of like, I'm gonna, you know, I'm just gonna walk down this aisle. I don't need to go down that one. Sorry, Austin walked in. He's back from college because, you know, his college is shut down. But me working in retail, like everyone, I'm like public enemy number one when I'm cashing people out. I'm not sure if I told you the stories or if you followed like my tweets that one day of the day in the life of Anthony. But like, so apparently I'm not allowed to sniffle anymore. Like I can't go like that without, because I have three ladies from Boston, I assume Boston, well, Massachusetts people, mass holes as we like to call them, chilling up at the register. I was cashing them all out. And then all of a sudden, like, I had the sniffles. So I went like that. The lady closest to me, like, looks at our hand sanitizer, pumps three full pumps of hand sanitizer, like, starts wiping her hands, and then walks on the other side of the register. And she's like, you guys cash out. I'll wait for you guys right here. Like, in a bitchy way. And I was just like, are you fucking, like, come on.
Part of the problem. I wouldn't be sick if no one was coming into my work.
But that's the thing. Like, I'm not sick. Like, I feel great. I have allergies right now, and allergies are starting to come out now that the snow is all melting and everything. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm viewed as, like, public enemy number one because I'm going to be sniffling and, like, I'm going to be clearing my throat because the fucking flowers and shit's coming back.
Yeah, it is hectic, but whatever. I hope it's done soon or almost soon.
I mean,
you just sniffled.
Yeah, corona? I don't have the corona. My blood alcohol level, I guarantee it, is probably like a 54%. Alcohol kills germs. So my insides, I think they're all good.
I just hope Stagecoach already got postponed. Opening day got postponed. NBA got canceled. I just hope my Taylor Swift concert in July doesn't get canceled.
Stagecoach is also changing the acts, too, from what I saw.
Only a couple, thank God.
Yeah.
It's actually an upgrade. They're getting, so Dan Shea can't make it anymore, but Old Dominion is replacing them. And I like Old Dominion way better than Dan Shea.
Old Dominion's a fun ass fucking show.
Yeah, so that I'm happy about that one.
Yeah, I would be too. Wait, by the way, speaking of that, Stagecoach, did they refund your money and make you rebuy tickets? They're in the fridge. They didn't refund you and make you rebuy them?
No, if you bought one in April, it's still good. Or if you bought one for the April show, it's still good. But if you need a refund, if you can't go anymore, then you can get a refund.
Nice.
Yeah. So
fair enough.
I'm still gonna go. Yeah.
From what I saw on social media, it made it seem like they were gonna refund you and make you rebuy the tickets again.
Oh no.
That would have been chaotic.
I already got the wristband anyways in the mail.
Well.
It'll be a fall stagecoach. It'll be fun.
No, won't that be cold as shit? Yeah.
Nice in Palm Springs.
Ah, that's right. It's in Palm Springs. No, you're in the desert. I've played many a night in the desert in the fall.
As have I. It's chilly at night, but it won't be freezing at all.
No, not during the day, but, you know, you stay there for 3 days. Yeah, that's the clock going on. It's 11 o'clock.
Yes, we need to record them at the, when it's not on the hour.
Yeah, I know, but that's your fault. You took forever tonight, yet again. Let's talk sports now. Let's get over this corona bullshit. We could talk corona all day, because it really upsets me, and I just... Let's talk sports, because...
There's not really much sports.
Honestly, I think this whole virus thing has got the sports world crazy. There's been so many trades today in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, today was the first day.
Like...
Free agency.
What, David Johnson for DeAndre Hopkins, right? That's the first one I saw.
Yeah, what a joke.
How so?
The Cardinals won that trade by a million. The Cardinals got DeAndre Hopkins, and all they had to give up was David Johnson.
Hey, he might bounce back. You never know.
I think the Cardinals won that one for sure.
Well, we'll debate on that one. But the one that you said to me about Stephon Diggs, I hadn't heard about that one.
Yeah, I just saw that when we turned on Stephon Diggs to the Bills. I don't know who the Bills had to give up. Let me see if I can pull it up really quick.
But why the Bills? First off, why would he agree to go? And secondly, why would the Vikings agree to send him over there?
Well, I think he wanted out of Minnesota.
No, that he was unhappy for like the first 4 weeks because Kirk Cousins wasn't throwing to him. But then Kirk Cousins started throwing to him and he kicked ass and was just like, fuck you, dude. See what you need to do.
Let's see. Oh, apparently. Well, I don't know who the Bills had to give up. It just says Bills get Diggs. Oh, they just traded picks. They traded the first round pick.
First round picks?
Yeah. Oh, Marcus Mariota to the Raiders.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck's going on?
So, I wonder if he will start over Carr or if he'll be a backup.
I think if Carr fucks up any more than he has been, I think Mariota will go in right away.
I wonder, is Derek Carr a free agent? Or do they have to trade him?
No, he signed that big extension, I thought. Didn't he just sign for like 5 or 6 years?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't either. Football season's so far gone. I was in baseball mode. Jimmy Graham went to the Bears. And then fucking Kyle Van Noy went to the Dolphins.
Oh, I know, that one makes me sad. But it says, this one says that Todd Gurley's on the trading. Rams are putting Todd Gurley on the trading block.
Do you really think they can get anything out for him? For how he performed last year?
Maybe some picks, but.
As his fantasy football owner of last year, where I finished third to last place, I can tell you. Todd Gurley was a bust. That sophomore slump hit him harder than, I don't even have an analogy. Can't even think of one right now. I blame these TFG IPAs I've been drinking.
It was not the sophomore slump. He's been in the league for a while.
Whatever it was, he's trash now. He couldn't figure it out.
Where do you think Tom's going to go?
Tom's coming back.
Tom has to come back, right? He has to.
He has to retire a Patriot. 100%. If he goes anywhere else, that'd be like the douchiest move in the world.
It would be. And, like, I'm hearing all this stuff about the Bucks. Like, what is the appeal for him to go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Well, like,
the appeal is he wants in his contract that he has full roster control. Like, he's in charge of who plays and who's not and who his receivers are and all that. And then, like, I thought he already had that with the Pats, with him and Belichick. I thought, like, him and Belichick were, like, on the same terms.
It seems like he has a lot of control.
Yeah. But
I think he's just trying to prove he can win without Belichick.
But it's too late in his career to be doing that. The guy's 40.
Well, he's like 43.
So yeah.
I want him to come back in like one or two more with us. Because I think Patriots could win one more. If they get a receiver or a tight end.
Antonio Brown's coming back. And then Gronk will come out. He'll get out of his WWE contract.
And OBJ. We'll get OBJ from the Browns because he wants out of there. That'll be nice. We'll get Melvin Gordon from the Chargers. And that'll be good.
I can't believe that freaking Gronk signed a WWE contract.
Oh, that's the least surprising news this whole week. That was definitely coming.
I just don't know what his persona is going to be. It's going to, like...
Party man Gronk.
Party man Gronk. Mm-hmm. He looks like John Cena. Like, you can't have two of the same guys. Yeah, because he's a big white guy. I'm not racist. I'm half white. Just want to put that up.
You don't look white.
Yeah, I know I don't. In this lighting, I do, though. Once that sun finally comes out. Oh, no, you're black as night right now from my end. I don't know what tanning bronzer you've been using, but it's been working. You're super dark.
It's that corona glow.
It's that corona glow.
It's that quarantine glow.
Jesus Christ.
No, Gronk and the WWE, that's the least surprising news. I knew it.
All right, well, did you see that the Yankees have the coronavirus?
Oh, yeah, the first in the MLB.
I'm so sad. I'm upset.
He's in the minors, right?
It doesn't matter. It's at the spring training facility. They all share the same locker room.
I mean, baseball, I'm so disappointed. I was going to go to opening day, too, for the Padres. Why? I'm not going to get baseball till...
They're saying... No, they extended it.
I know. So we're not going to get baseball till...
June, if we're lucky. Or May or June.
But you know what? What I'm hoping, fingers crossed, I'm hoping that all this, like, precautions that we're taking, like, closing schools and shit, I hope it works. I hope it slows down the spread. I hope we get sports back in May or June. And then it just, they continue their whole season and it flows, like, so we're giving sport, like, all four major sports, like, for a good chunk of time to make up for this. That would be nice if, like, all four sports were going until, like, December. That'd be great.
Yeah. I'm I was reading the subtitles, and it bleeps out when you cuss.
Oh, on the Skype?
Yeah, I still have yours on. But, yeah, just I really hope that this just goes away. I predict this ending in, like, a month, maybe two. Hopefully.
I hope
you're right. And my college organization, actually NCAA did it too. NCAA and NAIA canceled all spring sports for this year. They're not playing this year.
So disappointing.
I don't know if the NCAA is doing it, but the NAIA is allowing the seniors another year of eligibility. But it's kind of like, what the fuck's the point if I'm graduating? Like, am I really going to come back and play one more year? Like,
yeah. Would they pay tuition? Or, like, because they wouldn't.
Yeah, that, anyway. I don't know how that'd work anyways. Like, if a kid graduates their senior year, But still has that year of eligibility to come back. Like, could they just show up and play? Would it be like a rec ball mentality where he doesn't have to pay anything because you owe him that year? You said you were going to give him or her that year kind of deal? Like, I don't know. Or do they have to be like, oh, you have to at least take one class in order to play for us?
You probably have to be enrolled, like, in the student. Like, you're a student athlete. Probably have to be enrolled in the college. But then I don't know. I feel like that would fuck up all the like scholarship money they have. Because what about the new freshman kid that they're giving the money to? But now you're here and on the roster. So
yeah, exactly. Like
that sucks. That did seem a little dramatic to not just put things on pause, but to full on cancel like the current basketball season, and then to say like, oh, and baseball and softball and all the other spring sports track, like that you're not happening.
Yeah.
That sucks. Fucking Rudy Gobert.
Starting this. I blame Tom Hanks. I don't think people cared until they saw Tom Hanks had it.
No, Rudy Gobert, when he got it, they canceled the NBA.
Yeah. And then Tom Hanks came out and had it 15 minutes after he sprinted into the locker room. And then everyone was like, oh, fuck. They got Tom Hanks. This shit's for real.
I know.
Operation Saving Private Hanks is now in full in order.
Ooh, I'm gonna watch that movie tonight. Let me hang up.
Good luck. It's 8 o'clock now. You're gonna be up till like midnight.
It's not like I have anything to do later.
Yeah, you're right. I don't have to go to work till 12 tomorrow, so
I mean we have it's boring, but I have school stuff to do, but it's not due till April 7th, and now I have all day to do it.
You get to work at home. The girl that I've been taking out gets to work at home. Meanwhile, I'm over here. Have to go to work. Have to go to work every day. Deal with people.
You will, because I think in 48 hours we're going to be on a lockdown.
I'll just catch the corona, and then it'll be as soon as I catch the corona where they cancel the store. They'll be like, ah, okay, guys, we're closing the store down now.
I mean, you could probably just catch a cold, and like a regular common cold, and they'll send you home.
Yeah.
They'll be like, get out of here.
No, not my store.
Wait, okay, let's bring some not corona topics to this podcast.
Yes, did you fill out your chance to become a millionaire like I did?
No, because so when you first sent it to me, we're talking about the vault thing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pull it up right now. So when you first sent it to me and I glanced at it, I thought it was okay, who do you think is going to lead the year in home runs and hits? I didn't realize it was for the decade.
Yeah, so there's this competition on MLB.com where it's like a decade challenge. You sign up and you pick who you think is going to be leading in all these selected categories for the next 10 years. I told Mac about it because I filled mine out, and I guess she just got lost in translation. So she didn't fill hers out. So maybe we should just fill yours out tonight, and then we'll dish out my picks too. And then we'll move into.
Do you know who were the leaders in this last decade?
It doesn't matter. It starts from this year. This season was supposed to be the first season.
I know, but I'm curious, like, who was the home run leader for the 2010s?
Cody Bellinger for the National League for home runs. And then
a whole decade? No way.
Oh, no. I don't know that. It doesn't say that. From like 2000 to 2010? No, it didn't say who.
No, from 2010 to 2020.
Oh, fuck. God damn it, world. No, it didn't say that either.
I know, but aren't you curious? Because won't that help you make your pick?
No, because you think about it. No, because you think about it. Those guys that were playing 2010 to 2020, that's 10 years on their career. If they came up when they were 20, that means they're 30 now. So for this challenge, it would make them 30 playing into their 40s.
Oh, Yes, I'm not saying that I would pick that person. I'm saying, like, I would want to see if it was somebody who was, like, a rookie, or if it was someone who's, like, already established. Pick, because there's some people on here who are, you know, rookies. And there's some people like Trout, who's 10 years into his career, was, like, a new guy at the beginning of the decade, or if he was, like, midway through his career.
Well, it gives you their age, if that helps. I don't know.
I think I'm... Never mind.
You're going into sabermetrics. I just went off of, hey, this guy's young. This guy's young. He's hot. He can hit the shovel. Boom. Picked.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, yes. Never mind.
So you're going to go, you're going to do your homework when you make your picks. Meanwhile, I'm over here just, like, pressing buttons like the caveman I am.
Like, if you're just going, oh, I'm going to pick the youngest guy on here. I don't think that's necessarily.
Well, you'd be surprised. So, shall we? So
who do you think is going to hit the most home runs?
I picked Cody Bellinger.
Okay, Cody Bellinger.
I was going to give some reasoning, but.
Go ahead, but go ahead while I scroll through these names.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing yours right now?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Yeah, I picked Cody Bellinger because, one, left-handed bat, playing in L.A., the ball flies out of there. I feel like when his contract is up with the Dodgers, I feel he'd make a move to go somewhere else. And I'm banking on it to be the Yanks. And if he ends up going to the Yankees, he's got that short porch of 309 in right field. And with his swing, boom, it's home runs. He could hit a lazy fly ball and it'd go out of the park in New York. So that's what I was banking on there. Because I could really see that happening. Especially since Gardner's going to be gone soon. Stanton's old. Judge will be the only one that'll be, like, still there getting paid. So yeah, that's why I picked Bellinger, because I'm really banking on, like, him ending up at a field where his left-handed power can be, like, amplified even more, make it easier for him to hit home runs.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude can just straight stroke. I mean, I didn't want to pick Judge because Judge started his career too late. I think it says, like, Judge is 26, 27.
Yeah, that's not that late.
But Bellinger's only 23, 24.
Okay, I'm picking Pete Alonso.
Explain.
No big theory. That's just
no big theory. Just.
He hit the most. He had a good single season record. So I think I'll just carry that. Okay, let's go with hits now. Who did you pick for? Who's going to have the most hits during the roaring 20s?
This is one of those picks where I just, like, tossed it up. But I said Ronald Acuna. I think the young guy from the Braves, I like the kid a lot. And I think, well, because the other picks, like I said, Trout's too old. Altuve's too old.
They're too old, but
once you get in your late 30s, the numbers always decline.
I know, but I would just love to see who had the most hits last decade. I bet it was someone who was about this age, but whatever.
Ronald Acuna is my pick. I think the young kid, I think he can do something.
I'm going to go with Juan Soto because I feel like he's just taken off.
So you picked the young kid too at the age of 22.
For this one. Okay. Most. Here will tally the most wins in the next 10 years. Ooh, this is going to be hard.
It was hard, but I actually put a lot of thought into this. I picked Jose Berríos from the Twins.
Good pick.
mostly because that Twins lineup is getting to the point where they can put up a shit ton of runs when they need to. And Jose Berríos already has like an impossible slider to hit. So anytime you can give a pitcher a shit ton of runs and room to work with on top of you having nasty stuff, it's going to equal wins. So Jose Berríos.
That's a good pick. I'm going to go with Jack Flaherty out of St. Louis because he's hot and because the Cardinals are pretty good.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's do a couple more. Which ones do you want to do?
Oh no, we're running through the whole thing. It's not that big of a list.
Okay, what's next? Okay, strikeouts.
Strikeout? I picked Walker Buehler.
Walker?
I picked Walker Buehler.
Buehler. Okay.
The NL West is shit, in my opinion.
Hey, Padres. This are you.
Shit, in my opinion. And Buehler's one of the best stars of the game when you're pumping 101, 102, again, with nasty stuff. And everyone's worried about Kershaw, but Buehler's right behind him.
Okay. We got to keep track of these. We should just see who's in the lead after the season.
It sends you an email of your picks.
Okay, good. Because I'm going Lucas Giolito for strikeouts. That guy's nasty. White Sox.
They don't... Oh, well, I guess run support, yeah.
It's strikeout. Not
yeah, I know. I know. The White Sox, though, and the Central. Well, Central's pretty shitty too. Now that I think about it. All right, okay. So we both picked pitchers from like shitty divisions. So I think we're good there.
Wait, are they in the same division? Twins and White Sox.
Twins, yeah. Twins are in the White Sox division. That'll be like the hardest competition.
Interesting. Okay, so team wins. Ooh.
Do you have to ask?
Are you going to pick the Yankees, really?
I did. We have the best lineup on paper. When everyone's healthy, we have the best lineup on paper. But unfortunately, not everyone's healthy all the time. And with the addition of Gerrit Cole, with our starting rotation... When it's healthy, it's filthy. Cole, Severino, Domingo Germán, Tanaka, and whoever our fifth starter is going to be, Paxton. Yeah, it'll be Paxton. That's nasty.
I mean, that is hard to argue with, and I may have picked the Yankees if you didn't, but I'm not going to. So, I'm going to go with the most wins. What team is going to be the most wins this decade?
But before you pick, you also have to think it's 10 years. Right. So, like, all the guys in the Yankees right now are super young that are going to get paid later. My pick depends on if we re-sign them and actually pay them what they're owed. So, carry on.
I mean, I don't see it really changing much from the last couple of years. I'm going to go Dodgers because I feel like they're pretty young too, and I don't see those guys going anywhere. I don't think Bellinger will go to the Yankees. I think he's a West Coast guy. Okay, Dodgers, which hurts, pains me to put, but...
Fair enough.
It doesn't mean they're going to have the most World Series wins because...
Well,
the Dodgers have had some of the most wins over the last 10 years, but they have nothing to show for it. Yankees, too. Yankees have been a very winning team these last decades and have no World Series to show for it.
True.
Okay, so that being said, who's going to win the most titles? Did you put the Yankees?
I did. I put the same pick for the same reasons. You can't deny that when that lineup is all healthy, like, that is a very scary lineup.
I'm going to go... Who I think is, like, right on the cusp that's going to win, like, three or four in a row right now.
The Padres.
No, they're down the line. I'm going to go with Nationals. I think Nationals could win a couple more right now. Like, and then all you need is like three or if you win three in a decade, you're a dynasty.
Yeah, but I think losing Rendon was a big loss now that he's in the Angels organization.
We'll see, but we'll see. Okay, who will win the most MVP awards this decade?
Mike Trout. That really wasn't a fucking question.
Me too, I'm playing Trout too.
Like, that was the only pick where I was like, he's old, but fuck, like, he's not going to slow down in 10 years.
And he's locked up, so he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I think 10 years, he's 28, I believe. I don't know. You're on the list right now. How old does it say he is? I think it's 28.
Yep, he's 28.
Yeah, 10 years. He's close to retirement at 38. Yeah, he'll lock in 4 or 5 and then start to decline. So, Trout was just an easy fucking pick.
Okay, who will take home the most Cy Young awards?
This goes back to my previous two pitcher picks, and I just had to decide between one out of the two. I picked Walker Buehler.
For the most Cy Young Awards?
I did. I picked Buehler. I was going to pick Berríos, but then I thought about it. I was like, Kershaw's on his way out. Buehler will probably have to step up and be the guy for the Dodgers. He's going to have the run support with how stacked that lineup is if they keep the same guys. But being LA, they have the money to bring in even better guys once the other guys get older and out of it. So I decided to go with Buehler because I don't think the Twins could keep all what they've been doing up for 10 years to back up Berríos.
I'm going to go Gerrit Cole just because I think he's going to be the guy for the Yankees. And you already said they're probably going to win, and or at least for the next couple seasons. And I'll go Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, and Cole's what, 26?
No, he's 29.
So that's what, that's why I didn't pick him.
But Verlander's 37, and 3 years ago he's winning World Series. And, I mean, last like 2 years ago.
Cheating, but
37.
There's an asterisk on that last one.
Caps that much, especially with pitchers.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, last question: who will be named to the most All-Star teams? That's interesting.
Again, it was a toss-up. It was a toss-up for me because it was a tie between two guys. I had Mike Trout and Cody Bellinger because Mike Trout's Mike Trout. But because Bellinger's so young, I went with Bellinger.
Interesting. I mean, my thought process is there has to be one from every team, right?
Yep. One representative, no matter what.
Who's always going to be the best player on the team? So, in 10 years, I'm going with Fernando Tatis.
I figured the minute that you said there has to be someone, right?
So, that's a clear choice because that kid's going to be, he's 21. He's definitely going to be, if he can stay healthy, he's definitely going to be an all-star every single year. That was easy pick. Ooh, okay, so now I need to put my email.
You need to log in. You need to lock that shit down, girl.
After my birthday? What?
Yeah, to prove that you're eligible to gamble and win money.
1995. I'm not a robot. Okay, I'm entered.
I can't wait to beat you.
We need to check in, like, mid-season and see how we're doing if the freaking season ever goes on. and see who's winning.
Yeah, we'll keep tabs on it. To wrap this up, though, I don't know if you saw my tweet today. You probably didn't.
Refresh me.
With all this corona shit going on, I saw a tweet that was just like, if you had to make one lineup out of all the players in history to win one game, who would you pick?
Oh.
And pitchers hit. There's no DH.
Okay.
So, I made a list. Chris made a list.
Okay.
To follow me up. I'm curious on what your list would be.
You're gonna put me on the spot?
I'm gonna put you on the spot. Again, we'll do the same thing. We'll start at the leadoff and then we'll go boom, 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 boom.
How about we go positions? Because it's hard to be leadoff.
All right, fine. We'll do positions then if that makes it easier for you. You can start. We'll go catcher first.
This is like my favorite all-time catcher?
No, this is you have one game to win. Okay. Who are you playing out of anybody in history?
All right, catcher. This is hard. This is really hard.
It was, but it was really, really fun to do when I was tweeting it today.
I'm going to go basics, and just because I've been I'm not going to give explanations. I pick who I pick. I'm going to pick Mike Piazza.
Fair enough. Wasn't my pick, but I understand. Contact, power. Leader. I picked Joe Mauer.
Okay, so Helen.
Because, you know, once you hear the rest of my lineup, you'll understand. Like, I need guys that, you know, can put the ball in play, not guys that can launch it over the fence.
Okay.
Next pick, first base.
All-time first baseman?
Yeah. Who's going to win you this game?
I'm going to go with... my all-time first baseman? I'll go with David Ortiz. Since you said there's no DH.
Wow. Interesting.
He's clutch.
He is very clutch. Actually, I'm surprised. Oh, I gotta give Chris. Yeah, I definitely have to give Chris shit now for his list. Chris had Howie Kendrick for his first baseman.
All time? First baseman?
It's not all time. Chris's team is literally, it's all guys that were clutch in game sevens.
Oh. I mean, that's what I was trying to think of someone who's clutch too. David Ortiz.
Yeah. Well, his is Eckstein, Josh Hamilton, David Freese, Hideki Matsui.
I don't want to give ideas.
All right. My first baseman, Frank Thomas.
Ooh, Big Hurt.
The Big Hurt.
That's a good one.
Easily. Second base.
Second base. Oh, shit. Who do I like at second base?
This is the one where I was just like, who the fuck plays second base?
You know what? Because I'm just rolling these off the tongue, and I'm going to regret this pick, but I'm going to go Craig Biggio. I'm just thinking about him for some reason.
Holy fuck. I didn't even think about him. Oh, my God. How did I not even remember him?
Yeah, I like Craig Biggio.
I went old school and went Jackie Robinson. Because I can, like, I put Roberto Alomar, and I was like, do I really want Roberto Alomar? Like, nah, Jackie Robinson. But Craig Biggio is a good pick.
Thank you.
Third base.
Third base? I'll go A-Rod.
Oh. Cheater.
Is that your pick?
No, it's not my pick at all.
Oh.
I picked Cal Ripken. I went with the old boy.
Oh, I was saving him for shortstop.
Oh, so is that your shortstop pick then?
Well, because I'll give you Jeter, because I'm going to assume you picked Jeter.
Me? The diehard Yankee fan? No. Never.
I'll put Cal at shortstop.
All right. Well, you were right. I picked Jeter. Because there's no one more clutch.
Okay, so
outfield. Doesn't even matter. Position doesn't matter. Just three outfielders.
Okay, well then I'm gonna go Mike Trout.
Yep. Me too.
Okay. I'll go probably Barry Bonds.
Okay. Weird flex, but I picked Griffey.
Oh, fuck. No, Barry Bonds might be in one game. I might take Barry Bonds for one game.
Fair enough. He'll probably get walked, but...
It's a base. Shit, and then one more outfielder. I know I'm definitely missing, like... I'm not going too old school. I'm trying to go people that I actually remember. So, shit. I need one more outfielder. I guess I'll go Yelich right now. I'll go Christian Yelich. I think he could be good in one game.
Weird flex, but all right. I picked Ichiro as my last outfielder.
Of course you did, yes.
The lineup was solid, but we still have pitchers. You get one starting pitcher and one closing pitcher. So who's your starter? Who also hits? Remember that.
Madison Bumgarner.
Mine was Babe Ruth.
Oh my god. That's old. I get shelled these days. I'll go Bumgarner.
Doesn't matter. When my lineup can freaking hit the ball out of the park, it will.
I have Barry Bonds and David Ortiz and A-Rod.
You got Griffey, Trout, Ruth, Thomas, Ripken.
My relief pitcher, since I already know who your pick will be, and I'll give you him. I'm going to go Hoffman. Post Bells, Trevor Hoffman.
That was honestly who I was going to pick. Yeah. But then I was just like, no, I can't do that to Mariano. Mariano Rivera is my closer.
He is the GOAT. But Hoffman's close.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Mariano had to beat Hoffman. But here's Chris's team, because Chris's team's pretty funny, because it's all like Game 7 heroes. David Eckstein at short, Josh Hamilton in center, David Freese at third base. Matsui's in left. Daniel Murphy's at second base. Howie Kendrick is at first. But after discussing it with you, I think David Ortiz would have been the better pick. Steve Pierce is in right field. Mad Bum is batting eighth and pitching. And then the nine batter is David Ross at catcher. And his closer is Greg Holland from the Royals when they won it.
They're all good. Game 7, but I'd like to see mine and your third next to each other.
I'd destroy you.
Did you write mine down?
No, I didn't write yours down. Do you want me to write it down?
No, well, I just want... When you post this, I want to see them side by side.
Ooh, so wait. Oh, I can actually write it down. Fuck yeah, these subtitles are awesome.
I can just tell you who I picked.
I know.
Write it down so we can the fans can take a vote of who has a better one game team near you.
Alright, I will keep track of it.
Okay. Let's wrap it up then for the fans, you know. Everyone's got work in the morning.
Oh yeah. You got a Mount Rushmore for me or?
I'll save them up. We'll save the Mount Rushmore for it. And we're going to be putting out a lot of episodes, you know, with the corona epidemic.
You're not wrong there. You got 5 minutes. I don't know how we're going to waste some time here.
I'll save the Mount Rushmore.
Lame.
I don't have one.
I thought you had one earlier, but we were going to do it, but then, you know, everything got canceled.
No, we did the... I already did the months. That was my last one.
Yeah, and you said March was your favorite month. You jinxed it.
That was my second favorite month, but April was my favorite month, but...
You're the reason you're the reason all this corona business is happening, because you said March was your favorite.
What a regret. What a mess.
Bragging over here, being outside tanning in March. Meanwhile, I have snow to deal with tomorrow.
Well, and also I said March is the best because of March Madness and baseball.
Well, it ain't.
St. Patrick's Day. All of it.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, it's canceled for you guys. Our bars and restaurants haven't closed yet, but...
I mean, there are some bars that are open, but I'm not going. I'm respecting the social distance.
You're an introvert anyways, so...
Yeah, I think if I had to pick introvert or extrovert, I'd pick introvert.
Yeah, that teacher life makes you stay indoors.
Oh, whatever. But okay, well, this was fun. My team wins.
No. Well, I will post the teams tomorrow, and then I'll put up a little poll. See.
And I think my decade team is going to win, too.
Your decade team is trash. After I win that $1 million, you know?
After I win that $1 million and after I spend $500,000 paying back my student loan, you know, then I'm gonna be real rich.
Did you say $500,000?
That was an exaggeration, but.
Oh, okay. Because it's like, you're lucky to get $500,000 after you win this contest, anyways. Well, okay. Once again, this is always fun.
Stay safe out there with the rain.
God damn it. Stay healthy. Put some hand sanitizer on. Wash your hands. Don't cough into your hand to be an asshole. Cough into your elbow like a gentleman or a ladyman. What's a lady? Not a ladyman. A lady. From me and Mac Miller here, this is Outfield Talk. Have a good night.